This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the love of God, can we ever stop bragging about the airport? Ever? Ever? Ever?
No. Keep it up.
Never ends.
Good. We deserve it. We got a heck of an airport here, Chad.
It's a good airport.
No,
I'm not tingling when I'm at the airport. I feel like I should be out there and like I'm in a state of arousal and joy. I guess arousal, that'd be Larry Craig. That's a different issue. But enough. 1 year ban on all of us in the media, WCCO Radio included, bragging about the bleeping airport.
I don't think we do enough airport talk, frankly.
Okay. I don't think it's possible for us to do more. No one on the I don't know how many planets we have now. Do we count Pluto as a planet again?
No, Pluto's
out. I still count Pluto.
No, Pluto's out. It's I don't even know what it is now. It's just a little rock out there. It's not planet
gases size or something like that. No one brags about their airport as much as ours. I know you're coming back to me. Well, no airport's as good as ours.
Yes. When you're number one in the nation, we're not going to brag up our airport if it's number 52. No.
We probably would.
No, we'd work to make it better, which is what we're still doing when we're number one, baby.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Throw trillions of dollars at it. Let's go.
How much money are we about to spend if we're this amazing? If everybody's just looking at our airport starry-eyed like we could only be there, why are we about to spend $500 trillion improving it?
Pretend,
I think that's a precise number, too.
Pretend right now it is. You are MSP Airport. Now look back at your laurels.
I'm perfect. You all genuflect towards me when I'm around, okay?
Yep, look back at your laurels. You going to rest on them, or are you going to keep going?
I'm going to rest on it for a little bit if I'm that much better than everybody else.
Well, that's how you turn into Kansas City. Terrible airport.
What else?
Just a brutal airport.
It's okay. Hot take, the Palm Springs airport's better. It's outside. It's more efficient. It's better. Okay? Hot take. Plus, it's nice out there all the time. I know we've done this before. What else do we brag about where you're just so sick of us bragging about it here in Minnesota? Because the airport is the leader and nothing is close, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, do we brag about Minnesota Nice?
Yeah.
Tired
brag
of
about hot dish?
Yeah, I don't. Do we even brag about hot dish? I think most of us know that hot dish, it's not that good.
It's average at best. You know what goulash says to hot dish? Don't come near me. You're not me.
And frankly, goulash is a hot dish. It's all kind of in the same family.
All right, we're going to touch on a bunch of topics here, so buckle up. 651-461-9226. Are you familiar with the name Mackenzie Hughes?
Why should I be?
You're probably not. Most people aren't. He's an excellent golfer, PGA Tour, Canadian. The President's Cup is starting today. This really has never captured the imagination of the nation. It's USA versus the international. So not Europe. Everywhere but Europe, because Europe's Ryder Cup. Mackenzie Hughes started it out today by pounding a beer right there on the first tee.
A He is Canadian.
What other sporting event can you start the event by just slamming down a beer right there?
Darts?
What? Darts, yeah. Ping pong? Pool, have I ever told you? I think pool's overrated. We were talking about this here. I don't know why. I just think pool is, eh. Does pool do much for you?
I like a good pool table at a bar or something like that.
Ping pong is 10 times better.
Well, ping pong's a great home game. But if you're playing out at a bar, pool's the game. You just, you know, all the balls you keep confined. Whereas ping pong, you got to fly it around everywhere.
I think we should have multiple ping pong bars in town. Do we have any ping pong bars in town?
I don't know of a ping pong bar.
Maybe that's our way to make millions. Let's just have the whole thing filled with ping pong tables. No food, nothing, just ping pong tables. Other sporting events you can think of where you begin with a beer. Now, I don't think he's playing today. I think they have 12 people on the team. And I think 10 of the 12 are playing. He's not playing. So kind of, it's not as braggadocio, right? If you're slamming the beer, but then you're not playing.
No, that doesn't count.
Yeah. You're just like a fan.
Exactly. No, you're just drinking on your time off at that point. Sorry, Mackenzie. Braggart.
Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas are married. And they have the same birthday. Can you look up how old Michael Douglas is? Let's guess. I'm thinking 82.
He's 80 on the nose. Turned 80.
82? Wow.
No, 80 on the nose.
80 on the nose?
Yes.
Didn't have to make fun of my big nose. I mean, I thought that was uncalled for.
Catherine's 55. 25 years between them.
And they've been married for 20-some years, something like that?
Since 2000.
Yeah. So you wanted to tell people? Well, let me tell one of the presents that Catherine Zeta-Jones provided Michael Douglas with. I'm sure it's a fancy cupcake. I don't think it was just a regular Costco cupcake. She and Bono sang Happy Birthday to Michael Douglas.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, right? Yeah. 651-461-9226. Again, a variety of topics. Who would you like to sing Happy Birthday to you? Bono's got to be up there, right?
Sure. I mean, one of the biggest names in music history. Still very, very popular.
Catherine is also singing, and she has a beautiful voice herself. Now, is Michael allowed to say, hey, honey, keep it down. Bono's here. I hear you a lot. You know, I know the whole Chicago thing and everything you've done. Can I just listen to Bono? Can you do that on your shared birthday? Probably not, right?
Yeah, it's her birthday, too, so I think you got to be kind.
Dave, tell the audience Catherine Zeta-Jones's other birthday present for her husband, Michael Douglas.
Well, she said she had options. There was one option. He must still be an avid golfer. And she thought, you know, I could get him some new golf balls, you know, maybe go top flight or maybe really class it up, give him top the Pro Vs.
I'm sure Michael's really looking for the top flight. She's an avid golfer herself,
yeah,
too.
Maybe she plays Strixons, I don't know, Bridgestones, Callaways. But probably the Pro Vs. I think he would have gone Pro Vs for the big 80s.
Taylor made a Pro V is a very strong contender.
Very good, very good. She said she could do that or just be naked for him.
Yeah. So if you're like me and you're research, I'm diligent, I work hard, I'm looking at Catherine Zeta-Jones, your Instagram. She's looking rather tremendous. She's looking rather gorgeous. It's Catherine with the light coming in the bathroom, looking in the mirror, hair combo of looking good but a little disheveled, the high heels, and naked.
Arms strategically placed.
Yes, yes. She's been gorgeous ever since she burst upon to Paul Pacini. She's absolutely gorgeous at 55. I'm sure she'll be gorgeous at 95.
I think she works out and eats well.
I think she does. I don't know, but I'm thinking there's probably a little help, but it's a gift that she was given by her genes, and she probably works at it. Is it just his gift, though, because she's naked here for the Instagram, and she's got, I bet she has a few more followers the last couple days.
Well, like I said, for the Instagram, the arms were strategically placed, Chad.
Yes, arms, the legs are strategically placed, the lighting's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks fabulous.
Who took the photo is my question.
Maybe Bono. I mean, he was there to sing. I don't know. You know what Bono was there for? To sing and also to brag about the Minneapolis St. Paul Airport.
I'm sure he's been through several times.
He's like, you know, you want to know why? I'm not going to do my Irish accent. You want to know why we play Minneapolis a lot? Target Center, the X, or U.S. Bank. It's not because we love the crowds. We just want to go to the airport.
Yeah, I think when he's flying back home to Dublin or, you know, on the way here, vice versa, I think he looks for a flight, actually, that connects through MSP.
Commercial.
Just so he can hang out here.
He doesn't take the private and go to Signature. He has to go through MSP. Okay, so we're going to add this to your questions. What is the greatest birthday present in your life? Or what is the greatest birthday of your life? Catherine Zeta-Jones standing in front of you naked wouldn't be a bad one, Dave.
You know, the first movie I saw her in was The Mask of Zorro. Remember that one with Antonio Banderas?
She is...
That came out just after I turned 14, Chad.
She is beyond stunning in that. Unbelievable. With Antonio Banderas. She's left an indelible memory. Is that what you're telling me?
I'll just say I was 14, Chad. It's a good age. It's a good age to say, oh.
Okay, Dave. I'm 59 looking at the picture right now. Also a good age.
Well, yes.
I'm fine with my age right now.
You know, when those hormones are flying around.
Have your hormones given up? Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm saying it's a different level when you're a teenager.
That's correct. What is the greatest birthday or the greatest birthday present you've ever received? Who would you like to sing happy birthday to you? And is there anything else Minnesota likes to brag about more than how we're consistently ranked number one MSP airport? Options. That's what it's all about this segment, Dave. Options. How should they reach out to us?
I would say you could use the phone number, 651-461-9226. That's your stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. You got options.
Yeah. I think text is probably the way to go here. Just a reminder, greatest birthday gift. Who do you want to sing happy birthday to you? And what else do we just brag about incessantly here and it just drives you nuts? Text away, 651-461-9226.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, we have options here. I want more text. 651-461-9226. Greatest birthday present of your life. Who do you want singing to you for happy birthday? And what do we brag about too much in this state? Because we had another report from our station. Because we're the leaders in this. I think we're right at the top of the list. We crank out how many stories a year saying the airport's amazing? 500?
Not enough.
No, not enough. Okay. I got to say, the greatest birthday of my life, Dave, I got married on my birthday.
Oh. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, right? Proposed on Kathleen's birthday. Married on my birthday. And I do think we both received the divorce document on her birthday. Can't make it up, can you?
And you're still best of friends.
We are best of friends.
That's amazing.
I am incredibly lucky. Kathleen is an amazing person in my life. And we chat every day, and I wish her only the best. There might be another one related to the Catherine Zeta-Jones situation, which I'm not talking about.
Oh.
That was a great birthday, too.
Oh.
What do you have, greatest birthday?
On my 27th birthday, we closed on our house.
Oh, that's a good one.
Signed the documents that day and that night. I think we split a pizza on the floor of what was soon going to be the living room when we actually moved in a couple days later.
That's an awesome birthday.
It was tremendous. Yes, it was. Yeah. It was incredible.
This text has kind of stopped. Drives me nuts that a certain station brags constantly about being all of our stations, radio, TV. We all brag a lot, don't we?
Yeah, it's part of the job.
Is it?
Well, it doesn't have to be, but you have to break yourself up a little bit, right?
Yeah, I guess. Cabins and lakes. Yeah, we brag a lot about our cabins and lakes, don't we? And this show's policy is, thank God, we're never going to have a cabin.
Yes, 100% right. Thank we also God. Brag too much about the winter toughness that apparently all of us Minnesotans have when it's really about 10%.
Oh, and here's another one. Well, then move. Okay, stop. You're allowed. You're allowed to say what it's. You know, maybe it's March and the winter won't end, or it's 10 below and say, God, this is no fun. And then they come back. Why do you live here? Just move. Okay, sure. How about this gift? I got a horse for my 9th birthday. They brought him in the basement. He was a gentleman. Still have horses 58 years later. They brought the horse in the basement?
I'm not bringing a horse in a basement.
No. Mm-mm. Singing to me, Marilyn Monroe. When you're the president of the United States, when you're the cat's meow. Does anybody use that phrase anymore, the cat's meow?
You just did. I think let's bring it back. Cat's meow, bee's knees.
Yeah, let's go. And Marilyn Monroe is singing happy birthday to you. Plus, God knows what's going on with you and Marilyn. Yeah. I think we all know what's going on. Yeah. That's pretty good.
It was a good day to be JFK.
Yoko Ono. You want Yoko singing to you, Dave?
No, I do not.
Probably a new prescription to Viagra for Michael. Yeah. Very possible. Channing Tatum can sing to me. Who cares what he sounds like? Channing is an attractive man, right?
Can't argue that.
No. He needs a good movie, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, was he in the Jump Street one with Jonah Hill?
Eh.
Those are all right.
The stripper one was actually a pretty good movie.
Magic Mike, yeah?
Yeah. I didn't. Did we have at least one more? Do we have two more? I don't know. It seems like he needs something that really is going
to
click.
Let's write a script for him. Let's get to work on it.
Let's do it. Let's hang out. Anne Margaret and Jacqueline Smith. We're going to certain ages here, but both absolutely beautiful. Miranda Lambert can sing to me anytime, morning, noon, or night. I'd like Joe Walsh to sing me Happy Birthday. Dave, you can have your pick. Who do you want singing you Happy Birthday?
Because I've never seen him in concert, I want Elton John to come out of retirement with all the flamboyance he can bring. Sing me Happy Birthday, but don't sing the tired old Happy Birthday song. I want a brand new Happy Birthday song that Elton can pen.
Well, you need Bernie then to pen it, right?
Well, I mean,
Bernie Taupin's got to do that.
Yeah, that would help. That might help. He's not. You're right. Elton's not much of the lyricist, but I was hoping he could figure this one out.
Whitney Houston, somebody says. Now that that's stunning for a couple reasons, right? Be the ghost of Whitney Houston. Would you ever go see? Does she have a hologram? For some reason, I'm thinking there's a hologram tour for her.
I don't know of it, but doesn't mean there's not.
I'm completely out on that idea.
Never. No.
I don't get the sense they're catching on, but God knows with AI where we're headed. A man who, for the right price, is willing to sing Happy Birthday for you when the show is done. Jason DeRusha. He's next here on CCL.